Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
We have Pastor Mwunga, who is on the line to talk to us about our question for today. Thank you very much, Swuno. Appreciate the song now. Appreciate the song. I am not taking anything away from him, by the way. Pastor Mwunga, good afternoon to you. Welcome, and thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us.
It's a pleasure, my brother. Good afternoon, brother. Good afternoon, our listeners.
Thank you very much, Pastor. It's our last day today, and our question for today is, how do you address the issue of declining attendance in traditional worship services?
Thank you very much, Brother Luponwana. In the first place, we have to look at what are the causes of declining attendance at church services today. Mm-hmm. We have got a few causes for that. So before we look at the solution, let's look at some of the causes that are there.
Okay.
We have got to talk about shifting culture values.
Okay.
Individuals are increasingly prioritizing secular values, lifestyles, and the like, leading to reduced emphasis on traditional religious practices. Then let's talk about busy schedules. Many people have demanding work, and the family schedules make it difficult to commit to a weekly church attendance. And this is critical, and also generational changes. The young generations may feel less connected to traditional lifestyles of worship, and that is also important. And then the other cause is lack of engagement. Some may feel disconnected from church community due to lack of that personal connection or meaningful opportunity or involvement. And lastly, scandals and trust issues. Instances of scandals and misconducts within religious institutions. Talk about a leader in the church involved in a scandal. So that may reduce the confidence and the trust in some of the members who may feel, I think I don't want to be associated with this. And then now we can look at some of the solutions to the challenges in the declining attendance. Churches can adapt their programs to resonate with young demographics. Are we still together?
We are still together. I'm still here, Mfundisi.
Thank you. I do not know how the demographics are in South Africa, but here in Zambia, more than 65% of any congregation that you can pick has got youths. So if you have got more than 65% involving youths, so that means our church programs must resonate with the demographics of the church by incorporating modern ways of worship, which included like social media, being online throughout, and also having relevant topics that we have to discuss. Yes, we can talk about prophets, but let's also talk about the issues that the youth are battling with. Issues of mental health. Those are the issues that we need to talk about. Issues of defilement. Those are the issues that are affecting our homes. So when we bring these issues on board and we talk about them, then it creates an atmosphere of engagement with our young population, and it becomes easy for them to be drawn to church. Also, church should be beyond the weekly worship of the Sabbath worship, that we need community services and community projects. Some people want to make a contribution to humanity. Apart from our worship, we come, we sing, we listen to messages. We also need to be involved in the life of the communities where we are. Like it is in business where they will talk about corporate social responsibility. Some people want to see the church involved in projects in the community. So when we involve, we find that even the attendance becomes more. Then we also have to adapt our service formats in terms of communication methods. Technology now has taken over the space. So we are coming from an atmosphere where you are working during the course of the week, you are using technology. Then you come to church and then there's less technology. So that also becomes a challenge, especially to the young generation. We also need to promote inclusiveness in our programs, meaning we have to endeavor that each and every church member must be involved. Like we have the total membership involvement, that each and every person must be involved. The passengers, you agree with me, at times become a problem in terms of handling. But when people are involved, they don't feel that they are just passengers. It increases even their attendance that, no, I've got a stake in that congregation. And that makes it easy.
Pastor, are you still there? I think we just lost the line to the pastor there. It has gone down a bit. Poor network, I suspect. I do hope that we will be able to reconnect with Mfundisi because he is giving solutions now. Okay, it says reconnecting. Let's see if we're going to try and call the pastor back so that we don't waste time waiting for something that is not certain. I'm hoping we'll be able to get connected to the pastor soon. There you go. I think we're connected now. Pastor, can you hear me? All right, you can continue, Mfundisi.
Thank you. I was talking about the solutions. I don't know where you lost me from.
No,
I was talking about the solutions.
Yes, you were doing.
I can hear you.
Yes, yes. Go ahead. Go ahead, Mfundisi.
Thank you. Thank you. So we are talking about the solutions.
You were still talking about total membership involvement. We need to engage them as we have already total membership involvement. And a few minutes after that, or just a minute, maybe a minute after that, you got cut. Go ahead.
Thank you. So,
thank you. Yeah.
I can get an echo from the background.
No, you can continue from this. We are able to hear you. Go ahead.
Thank you very much. Yeah, what I said was that we need to engage people. Like, we have the program for total member involvement, where
right.
each and every church member is engaged, and as each person is engaged, they feel that they have got a stake in the church, and as they have a stake in the church, they will feel that motivation to attend church services, and not only attend churches, but also invite friends to attend church services also.
Right. So I was curious, Mfundisi, this question was making it a matter of fact that we have declining attendance in traditional worship services. Is this matter proved by evidence? Is there any research that has been conducted to make this a matter of fact?
No, it is. One of my friends... one of our pastors, actually a conference president, was called by a family. This young man was in his school, in high school. He converted to Adventism. When he came back home after completing school, he stopped going to church. And when our pastor was called, he was informed, no, this boy has stopped going to church.
Mm.
So when the pastor called the young man, so the young man said, "Pastor, let me take you to church." So when he went to that church there, he says, "Have you seen how boring it is? Where I was in high school, we were involved, we were in choirs, reciting verses, participating. But when I come here, I find that I'm disconnected from everything and from everybody." And he has stopped going to church. So it is really...
Okay, I think we've lost the pastor again. Our network with the pastor is not okay. Wonder where in Zambia the pastor is that it's now dipping like this. All right, we'll keep trying. We'll keep trying to reconnect with the pastor because it's important that we get this conversation going with the pastor. So I'm not going to give up quite yet. We'll try once more and get the pastor on the line and we can get our conversation on underway. Mfundisi, are you there?
I can get you.
All right. Go ahead, Mfundisi.
Thank you. I mentioned on the aspect of total member involvement as one of the solutions. I gave an example of a young man who was in school. And then when he left school, the parents called one of our pastors saying, "This boy has stopped going to school." And when the pastor called the boy says, "The church here is boring."
Right.
At the school, it was hyper. We were involved in activities. Everyone was involved. Involved in preaching, involved in singing, involved in clubs, involved in departments. And he took our pastor and said, "Let me take to church on Sabbath and you see for yourself." They went to church 10 hours, almost 10 hours. That's when the first person came to church. And even how they do the services, the Sabbath school, and the programming was just something else. So the young people, the young generation, feel disengaged, that no, I think this kind of worship is not part of us.
Okay.
So that problem, that challenge is real. and we have to address it.
All right. Vunis, thank you very much. Really appreciate it. I hear you. It's a conversation I would love to engage in more extensively, because I do hope that beyond anecdotes, there should be evidence to substantiate these points. But for now, we'll accept anecdotal evidence as sufficient for our conversation. Vunis, thank you very much for your time and your insights. Have a wonderful day and a blessed Sabbath tomorrow, Vunis.
Thank you so much. The pleasure is mine. God bless you. God bless our listeners.
Thank you very much, Mfundis. That is Pastor Munga, Pastor Munga, our pastor, our Ask a Pastor for this week. He has been giving us insights, knowledge, understanding, and explanation, helping us understand our way through these various concepts that people are asking questions about.
You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.